Number 1.
Excuse me, I bought this book for my son's birthday, but he already has it. Could I exchange it for another one?
Certainly. Do you have the receipt with you?
Yes, I do. It's right here.
Okay. Please go ahead and choose another book.
Question. Why did the woman return the book? Number 2.
Jeff, did you see the new 99-cent grocery store that opened on Albert Street?
Yeah, Liz. I bought some tomatoes and cucumbers there to make a salad the other day.
How was the quality of the vegetables compared with normal grocery stores?
Great. Everything was very fresh and much cheaper than at the store near my house. I was really impressed.
Question. What is one thing Jeff says about the new grocery store? Number 3.
Lamplight Hotel, may I help you?
Yes. Do you have any rooms available on Saturday, May 28th?
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no rooms available on weekends until July. You could try the Westgate Hotel. It's the only other hotel in the area.
All right, thank you. I'll try calling them.
Question. What do we learn about the Lamplight Hotel? Number 4.
Hi. I'd like one ticket to Zombies from Space, please.
Zombies from Space? You have to be 18 to see that movie. Can I ask how old you are?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm only 16.
I'm sorry, but I won't be able to sell you a ticket. You can watch it if you come with one of your parents, though.
Question. Why can't the boy see Zombies from Space? Number 5.
Honey, are there any more boxes to be brought in from the moving truck?
No, this is the last one. I guess we have to start unpacking them next.
All right, but I'm going to make some sandwiches and soup first. I'm getting hungry.
Good idea. There are some cans of soup and things to make sandwiches with in a plastic bag on the kitchen counter.
Question. What will the man do first? Number 6.
May I help you, ma'am?
I was wondering if you still sell a hand soap called Silky Wash.
I'm sorry, but we don't carry that product at this store anymore. We could order it for you, but it would take a few days to arrive.
No, that's okay. It's for my friend's birthday tomorrow. I'll have to get her something else.
Question. What does the woman decide to do? Number 7.
Bart, I can't concentrate on my college assignments lately. I'm thinking too much about life after graduation next year.
Have you decided where you want to live, Becky?
No, and that's not all. I'm also not sure what kind of job I want.
Well, you're really good at designing clothes. Why not be a designer?
Question. What is one reason the woman is having trouble concentrating? Number 8.
Mom, the computer just shut down suddenly. I bet I lost the paper I was writing for my history class. I was almost finished with it.
I've told you 100 times that you need to save your work, Danny. Why don't you?
I was so busy writing that I didn't even think about it.
Well, try restarting the computer. Maybe we can get your paper back.
Question. What is one thing the woman says her son should do? Number 9.
Honey, Bobby's school is planning a fishing trip, and they want some parents to go along and help. Do you think you could?
When is it? If it's on a weekend, I'd be happy to.
Actually, it starts on Friday, June 27th. Can't you take a day off from work?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check my schedule.
Question. What does the woman ask her husband to do? Number 10.
Welcome to the Vanderly Art Gallery. Can I help you?
I hope so. I just moved to a new house, and I'd like to decorate it with some artwork. The problem is, I don't know very much about art.
Well, you don't need to be an expert. You just need to find something that you like. I'd be happy to show you some of our artworks.
Great. I'd appreciate that.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 11.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jacob Edwards, your friend from the tennis club.
Hi, Jacob. I hope you've gotten over your cold. I'm looking forward to our practice on Saturday.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm not sick anymore, but my boss is sending me on an emergency business trip over the weekend. I have to cancel our practice this week.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guess I'll see you when you get back.
Question. Why does the man have to cancel tennis practice? Number 12.
Barb, could you give me a hand in the kitchen?
Sure, honey. What's the problem?
I started making this recipe for macaroni and cheese, but then I realized we're out of milk. I really don't feel like driving to the store. Do you think I could use something else instead?
Sure, you can mix some butter into hot water. It should taste almost the same.
Question. What is the man's problem? Number 13.
What do you think we should get Mom for her birthday this year?
Well, we could go look for something at Redwood Mall. There's a big sale there this weekend.
I was thinking it would be more special if we made something ourselves, like a birdhouse for the garden.
A birdhouse? That sounds like a great idea. Mom loved the present we made her for Christmas.
Question. What will the boy and the girl do for their mother's birthday? Number 14.
Oh, you didn't drive to work today, Greg?
No, I didn't. I've been taking the bus lately.
Why? What's wrong with your car?
Oh, my car is fine. It's just that gas prices are so high that it's cheaper for me to take the bus.
Question. Why has the man been taking the bus? Number 15.
Good morning, Karen. Are you coming to the meeting for the school magazine tonight? It starts at 6 o'clock.
I'm not sure, Luke. I have swimming practice until 6.
We have to get the magazine ready by Tuesday, and we could really use everybody's help.
Okay, then, I'll come. But I'll be a little late.
Question. Why will Karen be late?